Who belongs to my community and who does not? I repeat that you should not be content with having made a superficial covenant of birth, for this amounts to nothing. God looks at your hearts and will deal with you accordingly. Look here, I discharge the obligation of conveying my message by telling you that sin is a poison, do not consume it. Disobedience to God is a filthy death, safeguard yourselves against it. Supplicate so that you may be granted strength. He who, at the time of supplication, does not believe that God has power over all things, except that which might be contrary to his promise, is not of my community. Whosoever does not give up lying and deceit is not of my community. Whosoever is consumed by material greed and does not lift his eyes to look at the hereafter is not of my community. Whosoever does not truly give precedence to religion over the world is not of my community. Whosoever does not repent of every vice and every evil deed, such as drunkenness, gambling, lustful glances, deceit, bribery, and every misappropriation, is not of my community. Whosoever does not fully observe the 5 daily prayers is not of my community. Whosoever is not constant in supplication and does not remember God with humility is not of my community. Whosoever does not discard the company of an evil one who influences him towards vice is not of my community. Whosoever does not honor his parents and does not obey them in all matters that are not contrary to the Quran and is careless in serving them diligently is not of my community. Whosoever does not treat his wife and her relatives with gentleness and benevolence is not of my community. He who refrains from doing even the least bit of good to his neighbor is not of my community. He who does not desire to forgive an offender and harbors rancor is not of my community. Every husband who deceives his wife and every wife who deceives her husband is not of my community. Whosoever breaks the covenant of birth in any respect is not of my community. He who does not truly believe in me as the promised Messiah and awaited Mahdi is not of my community. Whosoever is unwilling to obey me in all that is ma'ruf, good, is not of my community. Whosoever associates with my opponents and endorses what they say is not of my community. Every adulterer, transgressor, drunkard, murderer, thief, gambler, deceiver, bribe-taker, usurper, tyrant, liar, forger, and those who sit amongst them, and everyone who slanders his brothers or sisters and does not repent of his foul deeds and does not abstain from evil company is not of my community. All these are poisons. You cannot consume this poison and survive. Light and darkness cannot exist together. Everyone who possesses a crooked disposition and is not straightforward with God can never achieve the blessing that is bestowed on the pure-hearted. How fortunate are those who cleanse their hearts and purify them of every impurity and swear an oath of loyalty to their God, for they will never be destroyed. It is not possible that God should humiliate them, for they are God's and God is theirs. They will be safeguarded at the time of every calamity. Foolish is the enemy who moves against them, for they are in the lap of God and enjoy his support. Who is it that believes in God? Only those who are such as we have just described. Similarly, foolish is he who is inclined towards a fearless sinner or one who is evil-minded and vicious, for he will destroy himself. Ever since God has created the heaven and earth, it has never happened that he should have ruined or destroyed or obliterated the righteous. On the contrary, he has always shown wonders in their favor and will also show them now.